This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. When it comes to the balance between privacy and security, right now, all attention is on the fight between Apple and the FBI. Closer to home, however, there are new questions surrounding cell phone trackers used by the Boston police. The technology, often called stingrays, can be used to locate where a cell phone is. But civil liberty groups have long been concerned that the devices can also catch personal data, even conversations from cell phones. Well, the New England Center for Investigative Reporting had a story this week about the Boston police's use of stingrays, and Sean Musgrave has been covering the story for over a year, and he joins us now. Welcome to Radio Boston, Sean.
Thanks so much for having me on.
It's great to have you. And by the way, we requested to have Boston Police Commissioner Bill Evans join us today, but a police spokeswoman said he was unavailable to join us today. We do hope to have him on soon to discuss this and other issues. But Sean, let me just start with the basics. What is a cell phone tracker? What's the technology? How does it work?
So the technology's technical name is Cell Site Simulator. That name comes from the way that the technology works, which is by mimicking nearby mobile devices, or excuse me, mimicking cell phone towers so that nearby mobile phones connect to it as if it were a cell phone tower. This allows the tracking device to log all the phones that are within whatever range the tracker has, and to locate them, note date, time, and proximity to the device.
Right.
That allows the device to track movements for a particular phone or to log all phones that were within a given range.
And I see from your reporting that the mobile carrier or the mobile network that the phone is on doesn't even need to be involved with this because the device is mimicking a cell phone tower.
Yeah, so there's another way that police officers can get or police investigators can get access to a given cell phone's location, which is by going to the carrier and asking for it's called a tower dump or for information about where a given mobile device has been.
But that requires a warrant usually, right?
At minimum, that requires letting the network provider know. This is a much more immediate this is actually at hand for police departments to be able to use without any communication with the carrier. And now the two techniques are often used with each other. Mm-hmm. It appears from the little a lot of questions remain unanswered about this technology.
Well, so let me ask you regarding the use of these cell phone trackers by the Boston Police Department. What do we know about when they started using them and how much they're using them?
So we know a couple of key dates. We know that just a little over a week before the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013, a agreement was drafted up between the FBI and the Boston Police Department, which is a non-disclosure agreement about this technology. BPD agreed not to disclose any information, whether to the public or to courts, about the way this technology works or about how it's been used without prior approval from the FBI. So that's a little over a week before the Marathon bombing. That agreement was actually signed in June 2013 by former Commissioner Ed Davis and a number of other representatives from the Boston Police Department. And then the Boston Police Department has indicated, and some documents that I obtained through public records requests confirmed, that the police actually acquired their tracker device in July 2014.
Okay. And what have we been able to determine about the types of investigations that these trackers are used for in Boston?
So I posed this question to Boston Police a number of times since a little bit before Christmas, and the police have not answered or provided examples, or police have not provided to me examples of cases where these had been used.
Okay.
But Michael McCarthy, or Lieutenant Michael McCarthy, Boston Police Department spokesperson, said in an email to me that the types of cases can vary significantly.
I see.
On Boston Public Radio yesterday, the commissioner gave some hypothetical examples where of types of cases where these might be used, including Amber Alerts, tracking down a fugitive murder suspect, or basically a number of different.
Yeah. And, yeah. And in the same interview, I mean, he basically said that they're only focusing on a certain number, that someone who he said was a violent threat or the number they want. He says that they're not collecting personal data. And he went on to say that, quote, every man thinks we're snooping and digging into their lives and the police are doing everything sneaky. This is about public safety. There's no sinister plot here. So, I mean, from the point of view of the commissioner, it's an essential public safety tool, especially, I think, as he said yesterday, when it comes to solving homicides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I've been asking questions from Boston Police, as I've said, for quite a while now, as to the frequency with which the department has deployed these devices, the types of cases, other police departments who had received similar public records requests as I submitted to the Boston Police. Other departments have released logs that indicate the types of cases and the frequency with which stingrays have been used. So far, Boston Police have not given that to me or even aggregate numbers of how often they're used.
Now, Sean, let me ask. I mean, civil libertarians have raised concerns about these cell phone trackers, and those concerns include the fact that, you know, even though the commissioner says that they might focus on a certain number, the technology is able to basically sweep virtually any cell phone in the area. It doesn't have to only focus on one number. And in addition, there are concerns that they're capable of recording incoming and outgoing calls or phone numbers for incoming and outgoing calls, intercepting voice and text communications, almost like a bug. But is there any evidence at all that these cell phone trackers have been misused by the police in Boston or perhaps even in other jurisdictions?
So I've posed the same question as to the Boston Police as to what their device is actually capable of, what types of data their particular device is capable of both acquiring and storing, which is one of the main differences. There are a lot of different types of cell site simulators. They're capable of being configured to capture a lot of different types of data. That's another outstanding question that I have from Boston Police. In other jurisdictions, there have been allegations that that the devices were used to monitor protests and or to track down fugitives without getting a warrant. Those cases now are whether court cases or public records mm-hmm. requests are starting to bubble up through various state and
right.
federal court systems.
Well, Sean, final question to you then. Speaking of that, I mean, what does Massachusetts law currently require or say regarding the use of cell phone trackers?
As with a lot of emerging technologies, it doesn't look like there's anything on the books to cover this. Commissioner Evans yesterday, when asked on Boston Public Radio whether he would support a bill from Beacon Hill that specifically requires a warrant, he said he would support something like that, which is I'm certainly eager to ask him about specifically what shape he would support that being in. But right now, there doesn't appear to be anything on the books mm-hmm. At all.
Sean Musgrave is a reporter with the New England Center for Investigative Reporting. We have a link to his story on cell phone trackers and their use by the Boston Police at our website, radioboston.org. Sean, thank you for your reporting. It's great to talk with you.
Thanks so much.